entity.
It was there somebody else?
Well, no, no. Isaiah and Ned, me, absolute, you know, nobody, but we shared. Uh-huh. No. I'm trying to make a point. We shared a commonality of reflection. In other words, we could reflect on the same things, quite apart from the fact that he was sort of sublime and I was nothing. We could reflect on a certain body of knowledge that we both shared. Mozart, Mozart, Dino Lipati, various people like that, you know, music, and the Kabbalah, and Judaism, and all that stuff. We could talk about this stuff. But it was nothing to do with the fact that he was grand and I was not. It had to do with a commonality of memory. Commonality of memory and of a kind of a shared memory of stuff that adhered. So when we talked in Salzburg from noon until 4.
Yes, that was good.
Isaiah having his yogurt and me having endless bottles of rosé wine. We would never, nothing would ever get
and one was never
bored.
No.
And this is the last thing where I have to talk about that again. It just went on and on and on.
He was extraordinary because he was interested.
It's like this
in
lunch.
Anybody who came to him.
Yeah.
If they were interesting at all.
Yeah.
Then
but he was interested.
He launched into
Barbara.
Yes.
How marvelous. And what were you thinking about him this morning? You said you were thinking of him this morning.
I was thinking of him this morning. I was thinking of how fast he spoke.
He did.
He gabbled, and yet it wasn't his native language he was gabbling.
Oh, I know he's Russian.
Yes.
I know.
But it was English and very, very...
But I never, people complained about it, I never had an ounce of problem understanding Isaiah.
No, it's not a problem.
Yeah, he
did
speak fast.
It wasn't his native language, but I've never heard anyone.
But he would sit here
so
today at lunch
and
he would be
so
absolutely
ideas.
Marvelous.
Marvelous.
He could be here at lunch today and be absolutely
except
glorious.
Except we wouldn't have got a word in, you know.
Oh, no, you would. I never let Isaiah overtalk me.
Well, no,
he
it's
says,
true.
Lightning
I
strikes.
I have to say that's true. That's
lightning
true.
Strikes.
That is true.
He would always stop and listen.
I remember once, now I have to give me a second while I recover this. I spoke to him once. We were sitting at table and other people there. And he said, no gesture is ever wasted. And somebody contested this about saying how many people had gone. Quite rightly contested it, saying how many people went into nothingness, although they made their gesture, but we never know of them because the world just dismissed them, let them go to their horrible death and everything. And I mentioned, a person with whose family I was associated, an Italian person who went to his death also in this, and he immediately responded this, a rather obscure person.
Yeah.
But I gave this example, and he immediately knew everything about this.
Of course
he said, well, this was, yes, did you know any? I said, I knew their family, I knew his sister very well. And so, but he immediately, he wasn't just absorbed in the fact he knew things and everything.
No.
He immediately asked, how did you know, and what was it, and so on. So. And he was always open to something that wasn't just praising him.
Like this table now. Your wonderful table, really.
Well, I drink to all of you.
And then my little parties in my house when Bill Maxwell came and all these characters.
Do you remember Francis and Bill Maxwell sitting up there on the sofa once there?
What was that? What happened then?
No, we had, I used to have dinner parties.
But with Francis and
well,
Maxwell.
Well, not with Francis. Oh, no, not with
remember?
Me. No, that was in Rome?
No,
it was
Annabelle.
It
was Annabelle Davis.
Annabelle, yeah.
And they were sitting in. She
had
that
Hotel
des
Arts
department,
that's
and
right.
They were
the
sitting.
The two of them together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wish somebody
next
had
to one another.
What was what was the communication, Shirley, between the two? What did you see?
Well, they'd both known each other for years. They loved each other. They were part of the same, how shall I say, cast of characters. No, they understood each other without having to express a lot.
Who was this, Bill and Francis?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And they were sitting there, yes, that's right. They were sitting there together on the sofa. And
was that at a party for Bill Maxwell? In Annabelle's apartment?
I thought it was
Annabelle.
For you.
It was for me, no.
Why would I be there? Why would Bill and I be there?
Well, you would be there because everyone loved you, wouldn't you? Kind of rubbish.
But it must have been, or had Francis published something? But it wasn't for Bill Maxwell.
No. Well, he was always publishing something, but I don't think it was to do
no.
with publishing something.
No.
No.
But it's interesting that I remember the two of them.
And they were sitting
so
together.
And sitting together.
And
so
it
different.
Was beautiful.
Bill
yes.
Francis was so tall.
Yes. Yes. And they were, Bill Maxwell and Francis, they were such friends. You knew them both, I think. No?
Yeah, well, I knew Bill very well.
You didn't know Francis.
Yeah, I didn't know Francis.
Well, they were great friends all their lives. Yeah. And it was so nice seeing them together because there was a feeling of they didn't even need to say anything to each other, that they could just be there and they knew what they were thinking.
It must have been in your honour that Annabelle was given that story.
It was given at Annabelle's, it's right. And
Annabelle gave a party once. My sister now lives in that apartment.
Yes.
Yeah, in Annabelle's apartment. And there was a party that she gave for Bill when he published a book.
Then it's probably the same, I think, don't you think?
I wouldn't have been.
But I don't think Francis, I don't think you were there for that party, and I don't think Francis was. You must have been in Italy. But neither of you were there, I don't think.
You were at my party.
Yeah.
I was
I
at yours.
I
don't
remember. Anyway, where it was, I'm glad we were at a party and I'm
yes.
glad we were all together.
We were having a very nice time.
But it's strange, isn't it? Yes.
You must give a party here.
I gave a party the other day.
This is a party.
This is a party.
Well, I know it is. You must give another one.
Well,
before school starts, so I can come.
When should I give it? After Labor Day, maybe.
Well, after Labor Day, school starts. Then I'm immured in my beloved little fallen down to school for another 10 months.
So?
Happily, I might say.
Well, we don't have
no
many
complaints.
Days before school starts.
True,
we
but
have
you
to
can
this.
Whip up
you
something.
Have to take a day off.
Oh, I can't take a day off.
An evening off.
An evening, yeah. Evenings are okay.
All right.
Yeah, evenings are okay.
Well,
yeah.
We
can deal with that.
We
can deal with that. I'm going to have another glass of Prosecco.
So you saw
the
two men on the sofa.
Have to be picked up.
I'm just going back to this
yes.
image of Francis with
Echo. See, we're true Italians, so we drink it nude.
No, thank you.
I finito.
In a moment.
It's not finito, by the way. It's me who's finita.
I just feel so energized by this whole party.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, I really do.
It's
you
wonderful.
Know.
Come every day.
I lead a very lonely life in New York, and it's wonderful to
I
come to a party
think
like
that's
this.
That's quite true.
But it's absolutely true. I'm not lying. I know why I'm seeking
I know
sympathy.
You're not lying. You
but
must
it's
dreaming.
I cannot know. I'm not dreaming either. I'm not dreaming either. Either.
You
let's
say.
Call
you
the
say
whole thing
let's
off.
Call the whole
you say
thing
tomato.
Off.
I say tomato.
You say potato and
I say
potato. You say tomato and I
say tomato.
Tomato. Tomato. Potato. I can't go on with it. Let's call the whole thing
so
off. Don't dream of calling the whole thing off. It's lovely. Well, now, what do we have next? What would you like? Tea, coffee, anything?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just fine. Crazy.